Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Susanna and Samuel Wesley were opposites in personality. Samuel once said, "We don't agree on anything, but we both love the Lord." Samuel was easily excited about projects, spending money on books and tools for his writing, and sometimes taxing the family's necessity, such as food and clothing. Consequently, he was in debt. In 1705, he was arrested and spent 4 years in debtor's prison. Susanna, a resourceful woman, strong in resolve to persevere no matter what, kept the family going. She determined to sell a couple of cows, even though the milk from those cows was needed to feed the children. Samuel may have been compulsive, but he was also a man of unflinching principles. Samuel had been assigned to the church of South Ormsby in northern England, an area flush with bandits and poor people, to the point that the community was dangerous. The wealthy Marquis of Normandy befriended the Wesleys, helping them in many ways, but was living with a mistress. In time, Samuel felt he must confront their sin. When the mistress came to visit one day, Samuel spoke bluntly. "I'm afraid, miss, that you'll have to stop your visits to the rectory. I'm here to preach righteousness. You're living in sin." The woman's mouth fell open and she retorted, "You'll regret this." When word got around, many in the community and the church began shunning the Wesleys. As sorrow built upon sorrow, Susanna threw herself upon her Heavenly Father.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.